welcoming ourselves to a period of sitting. A way of saying at the end of the day to invite the body into the gesture of stillness. That alone can be unique in our day and is the first hint toward the quality of samadhi or unified being, unified mind. Feeling how out of a day full of one activity after the next, one action after the next, we come to sit together and we take this posture. The heart of the posture is comfort and brightness. Sitting as easefully as we can, and in a way that invites us toward our most awake, calm clarity. So we come out of many activities into one activity physically, sitting in a stable, easeful way as best we can. So beginning finding stability and relaxing into the body, relaxing the shoulders and the face and the jaw, relaxing belly, allowing the breath rather than pushing or pulling the breath. Allowing this tender body to settle and breathe in exactly the way that feels right for this moment. And there may be waves of settling for these first many minutes as we arrive more and more fully. And as the body is invited to settle into stability, comfort, stillness, the part of our experience we call the mind, feeling states, mind states, thoughts, storyline, emotions, the whole churning inner world. Likewise, is invited to take the gesture of stillness. And in the same way as with the body, we might feel a lot of impulses to keep moving, but we just sit and we let those impulses kind of play out as sensation, but we insist for a few moments on settling them. In the same way, the mind, the thoughts particularly, and feelings continue to pour forward. The mind wanders into planning or remembering, into the activated states of worry, anxiety, frustration, or the deluded states of daydream, fuzziness, sleepiness. And it's okay, there's nothing wrong. This is just the momentum of activity. So noticing the activity in the mind, heart, as you begin to sit. And then in the way that the sitting posture is a method for bringing the body into stillness, steadying our attention on one thing is the method for bringing the mind to stillness. Very traditionally in the many Buddhist lineages, we use the one thing of the breath. As the posture with which to steady the mind. And one of the most focusing ways to use the breath is to feel the breath coming and going at the tip of the nose. Other options are to feel the breath moving in the chest or the belly or through the whole body. Or if your breath is not a restful or easeful place to pay attention to, then bringing your attention to the sensations of the sitting posture or to the rise and fall of sounds around you. Any of these can be the focus for the posture of stillness in the mind. Turning your attention to this focus, the breath or anything else that is steady and consistent, more or less. And you feel the in-breath and the out-breath in this one place that you've chosen, the nose tip, chest or belly, wherever it is. And in the same way, as we cultivate not changing the posture, in order to deepen concentration, we cultivate not changing the focus of attention. The mind will have the impulse to jump again into thought or to jump to another body sensation or to be overcome with a wave of feeling and the stories that go along with that feeling. The practice of samadhi is to let all of these impulses play out through the body without reacting to them. Whatever feelings are here, whatever mood, whatever thoughts, attention can rest with the breath of the nose and let the thoughts and feelings just swirl around this one point. For beginners, the practice is simply to feel ourselves breathing in and out. And to resist just gently the urge to distraction, for the mind to wander. But when the mind does wander, as it will, to just notice and come back. Because the momentum of distraction is strong, we have to renew our connection to the focus every couple seconds in the beginning. So each turn of the breath, we reconnect with the breath, with this object of focus, the sensation of breathing. And we sustain that connection through that cycle of breath. And then reconnect again and again. Each time we connect, we strengthen the contact. Each time we sustain, we soften and relax. And stretch that contact out a little longer, resisting the pull of everything else for this short period. Once we can string 10 or 20 or 100 breaths together, it gets much easier. Distraction settles, and a sweet, simple pleasure begins to fill the body. We'll sit in silence together, practicing, enjoying the evening stillness. Whatever our experience, each one, the mind settled or the mind distracted, simply the intention to land here, is the beginning of the end of fear.